Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 4:27-38. John chapter 4, verse 27 to 38. Just then his disciples came back. They were shocked to find him talking to a woman, but none of them had the nerve to ask, "What do you want with her? Or why are you talking to her?" The woman left her water jar beside the well and ran back to the village, telling everyone, "Come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could he possibly be the Messiah?" So the people came streaming from the village to see him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging Jesus, "Rabbi, eat something." But Jesus replied, "I have a kind of food you know nothing about." "Did someone bring him food while we were gone?" the disciples asked each other. Then Jesus explained, "My nourishment comes from doing the will of God who sent me and from finishing his work. You know the saying, 4 months between planting and harvest. But I say, wake up and look around. The fields are already ripe for harvest. The harvesters are paid good wages, and the fruit they harvest is people brought to eternal life. What joy awaits both the planter and the harvester alike. You know the saying, one plants and another harvests. And it's true. I sent you to harvest where you didn't plant. Others had already done the work, and now you will get to gather the harvest." My theme for reflection: leaving the jar, the urgency of the harvest. Leaving the jar, the urgency of the harvest. In John 4:27-38, two narratives intertwine in a way that draws our attention to the urgency of the gospel and the transformation Jesus brings. The Samaritan woman leaves behind her water jar to share her discovery of the Messiah, while Jesus challenges his disciples to open their eyes to a harvest ready to be reaped. This passage invites us to consider how our priorities and perspectives shift when we encounter Jesus and engage in his mission. As the Samaritan woman runs back to her village, her physical water jar, an object representing her daily routine and limited focus, is left behind. This detail is rich with symbolism. She no longer cares about her immediate need for water. She is consumed with the spiritual reality she has just encountered. Her excitement and transformation compel her to tell others despite her past and her status as an outcast. In doing so, she becomes one of the first evangelists, inviting others to meet Jesus. "Come, see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ?" Meanwhile, the disciples return to find Jesus talking with a Samaritan woman, a breach of social norms. Their initial focus is not on the significance of the moment, but on earthly concerns, food and propriety. When they urge Jesus to eat, he responds with a profound lesson: "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work." Jesus Christ redirects their attention to the spiritual harvest unfolding around them, a harvest they were blind to, even as it walked toward them in the form of the Samaritan townspeople. Jesus explains that this harvest is the result of seeds already sown. "I sent you to reap what you have not worked for. Others have done the hard work, and you have reaped the benefits of their labor." The Samaritan woman's testimony, simple yet powerful, has already stirred her community. The disciples are called to step into this work, to see the spiritual fruit ripening before their eyes. My dear friends, this passage highlights two contrasting responses to encountering Jesus: the woman's urgency to share the good news and the disciples' initial distraction by mundane concerns. It raises an important question for us today. Are we like the woman, captivated by the significance of Christ and eager to proclaim him, or like the disciples, preoccupied with temporary needs? The Samaritan woman reminds us that no one is too broken, too marginalized, or too unworthy to be transformed by Jesus and used for his mission. Her testimony is simple. "He told me everything I ever did." But it sparks a movement in her village. Similarly, our own stories of encountering Jesus Christ have the power to invite others into a relationship with him. Jesus' words about the harvest challenge us to recognize the urgency of sharing the gospel. The fields are ripe, not in some distant future, but now. Often we delay actions, assuming there is time to spare or waiting for a perfect moment. But as Tom Wright observes, the gospel isn't just good advice. It is good news, and good news has to be shared. Like the disciples, we need to lift our eyes and see the opportunities God has placed before us. This passage also speaks to those who have walked with Christ for some time. The disciples, despite their proximity to Jesus, seem to lack the urgency and awareness of the Samaritan woman. For seasoned believers, this is a cautionary reminder not to let familiarity breed complacency. The zeal of new believers can inspire us to rekindle our passion for Christ and his mission. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, what water jars in your life, distractions, routines, or priorities might be keeping you from fully embracing and sharing the gospel? Number two, how can you cultivate greater awareness of the spiritual harvest around you and step into the opportunities God has prepared? Lord Jesus, thank you for calling us to leave behind our distractions and step into the abundant life you offer. Open our eyes to the spiritual harvest around us and give us the courage to share the good news of your love and grace. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.